Glenn Smith in with us this morning. He's board member of the Farm Credit Administration, and I want to talk about a program that's kind of special to him. He's been working on it for more than just a few years here. Thanks for coming in.
You bet, Jim. Our publicity guy apparently contacted you. He's pretty persistent, is he?
That's what I've been told.
he called me early this morning, wanted to know if I was going to be here in the studio in person. I said, well, I can see it from my bedroom window, but I'd have to swim across Anishinaabana. Of course, I don't think we'd be swimming today, but and jog across a field. But I am glad to be here. I flew in from D.C. over the weekend, and the Farm Credit Administration, we did have what I thought was a very memorable week last week. As a kind of a refresher course, Jim, the Farm Credit Administration is the financial regulator, federal financial regulator for the farm credit system. The farm credit system is the largest provider of financing to American agriculture, roughly $400 billion in loans and close to $500 billion in assets. And it's been my honor and privilege to serve on that board. I'm on my sixth year. I was a President Trump nominee, confirmed by the Senate here just almost 6 years ago. Now I was sitting in front of the Senate for my confirmation. And one of the things that I identified early on was a young beginning and small farmer program that the Farm Credit Institution, some were doing a good job, but we really were falling short as far as evaluating the effectiveness of every institution in the country. And of course, we're in every state of the union. We've got 62 institutions, thousands of branch banks around the country. And that was quite a task to take on, but I thought it was an important task. And you know, recently we've heard a lot about the advancing age, the American farmer and rancher. I think last week was National Farmers Day on Thursday. I think most farmers were busy harvesting to pay attention to the hoopla on that. But one thing that was highlighted was the average age nationally a farmer is like estimated at 59 and a half. With the 2024 Ag Census coming out, it's going to be closer to 60 and maybe advancing beyond that. This has become a real national concern for national ag policymakers. And particularly, I heard it as I go through, as I meet with congressmen up on the Hill. I heard it when I went through the confirmation hearing. So this is a concern. I think it's a concern of every American that's worried about our national food security 10, 20, 30 years from now. Who's gonna feed the country? Who's going to feed the world?
Mm-hmm. Well, this YBS program, the Young Beginning and Small Farmers and Ranchers program, getting that funding into the hands of young people who can be the future of agriculture seems pretty obvious. How come it took so long?
Did I mention this was Washington, D.C. politics, Jim? And it was a bipartisan effort. I need to mention that our current chairman, I was chairman 2019 through 2022. Current chairman had some specific goals for increasing outreach to underserved groups. And the other board member, Jeff Hall, worked closely with us over the years. Rulemaking with a federal regulator is not a slow process. You have advanced notice of a proposed rulemaking, and about a year later, then you have a proposed rule, and then you have a public comment period, and then you have to reach consensus between board members and staff before you come up with a final rule, which we voted on last week. So, yes, what would seem, and that's the question I asked several years ago, is why should we take so long? That's the process.
Sometimes things run glacially when it comes to these types of projects.
They really do, yes. But it is, what it does is strengthen controls and review of the current programs. There's a lot of institutions around the country that are doing a good job, but it's hard to evaluate just how effective they are. We actually created in 2019 an Office of Data Analytics. And you know, you think that, oh, it should be a simple matter to keep track of who falls into the young, beginning, or small category. But we're talking over a million loans, $400 billion of loans nationwide. So it's quite a task to analyze the data. And that's the first step, was to make sure we had accurate data in dialing down on this rule.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of systems that need to be put in place to make sure that the goals are being met and the money is going to the right people
Yes.
to be able to, you know, move forward. And, you know, when we look through this, too, it seems pretty obvious, but, you know, it's farmers and ranchers. So farming is and ranching is different everywhere you go. And, you know, different crops, different methods, different processes, different land layouts. I mean, everything can be different, and there are different challenges. This program is designed to meet a lot of those?
It is, and it's designed to customize for the region. And you're exactly right. I spent the first 2 years on the board traveling extensively through the country, you know, seeing operations, everything from cotton in Georgia to almonds in California to timber in Maine, hugely diverse industry. So every institution is going to have a different type of program. We did not believe in one size fits all, but the important point is young beginning farmers usually require a little higher level of management. It's not what you would call efficient lending like you may to mega operations, mega multi-million dollar operations that might be efficient, whereas small loans, beginning loans require a little more management. It's not efficient lending, but we feel it's critical lending for building that customer base for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Is that lending done through the local financial institutions?
Yes, that's correct. And locally here, our closest branch offices would be, I believe it's Harlan, Red Oak, Creston, and Perry. We're kind of surrounded by them. We used to have a federal land bank office here in Atlantic, but that had been eliminated through the years. But yes, those are programs that would be administered locally by local loan personnel.
So there is some assistance out there. And you know, I suppose starting anything when you're young is a bit scary, and the biggest fear, I suppose, is that initial investment. Where do I get it? How do I pay it back? You know, so this, I suppose, takes a little bit of that fear away, and because you know you're getting some assistance and some guidance.
Hopefully, guidance is critical. You know, I'm able to relate pretty closely. Fosanne and I, as you know, moved back to the Atlantic area, my hometown area, in the early '80s, and started farming. And I like to joke, I wore out my knees, you know, trying to get financing. And the big thing of getting financing at that time with little or no assets to back up was to have a business plan. And, you know, that sounds like pretty basic stuff today. Back 42 years ago, it was new. But that would be an example. And I'd like to pull on the example of the challenges that we experience as beginning farmers. Three of our children have beginning farmer loans here today, three out of our four children. And yes, understanding the challenges and how difficult it can be and how intimidating it can be for the first time to sit down with that lender. Sympathetic lender is very important. And the farm credit system is best poised to be able to meet that.
Yeah, I think we all know the answers to these questions, but like, for example, if something like this wasn't available and there was no immediate opportunity for someone to get started, get that seed money to be able to dive in early on, you know, then what happens next? Where does farming go?
Yes, that's right. That's right. You know, probably continued consolidation. And, you know, you mentioned the diversity of enterprises. You know, you see a lot of direct farm to consumer operations around the country. Very important movement. And, you know, one thing I'd like to say is, you know, we have some local banks that do an excellent job of outreach to young and beginning farmers in the form of loans and FSA guaranteed loans. So this isn't just, in fact, one of our conferences, all of our conferences on YBS the last several years, the independent bankers and community bankers have been invited to participate. So it's nothing that any one group should claim, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, helping mitigate some of the risk that way, too.
That's correct. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes, and I did mention FSA. That's one of the things that we were able to initiate is a higher level of cooperation with the Farm Service Agency, USDA. And that happens to be my next interview at 8 o'clock with the USDA network. So,
well, and I know in your role as chairman, you've done a lot of traveling around the country, visiting some different areas, some different organizations,
yes,
offices and things too. And you've seen some of what's out there too.
Yes.
You're confident that something like this is really going to help energize, that farming is still a vibrant industry with a lot of young people looking to get involved.
I really am. And you know, I see a lot of optimism, and exactly what you said is encouragement. You know, anything we can do to encourage new generations, you know, we've tried to do that with our business here locally here in Atlantic, you know, as far as have all the information needed for beginning farmer loans in case somebody should qualify for that. There's also tax incentives to rent to beginning farmers. So with our business here in town, we try to incorporate that as well. Of course, my son Peter has taken that over since they shipped me out to D.C. here 6 years ago, and he's done a very good job of it. Probably a better job, Jim, which I guess that's what every parent hopes for, right?
Well, I know it's been a long slog at times, but fulfilling once you get there.
Yes, it is. It truly is. It's been an honor and privilege to serve in that capacity, Jim. It really, what an adventure for Fozanne and I here the last 6 years.
Very good. Well, and if anyone wants to find out more about that program, contact their local office?
Yeah, the local Farm Credit Institution, absolutely, yes.
Yep. All right, very good. Glenn Smith, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it.
I'll swim the Nishnabotna on the way back.
That long drive here, very good. Very good.
Thanks, Jim.
You betcha.